going in the direction of clarity. And so you've got one whale of a story ready for you to hear, but you haven't been going with it. And that's why it feels like it's getting more and more and more and more and more confusing instead of less and less and less and less and less, you see. All is well, because at any point you can begin to relax and feel a little more clarity. And that really is what our work is. Our work is to help you to find more downstream thoughts. In other words, instead of talking about how confused you are, you want to begin saying things like, I'm looking forward to understanding it. In other words, just feel the difference. I don't get it. I want to get it. Or, it's really hard to understand the subconscious mind. So much has been written about it. And, well, I suppose I don't have to understand everything about it. In time, it will begin to make sense to me. In other words, you don't even have to find the perfect answer. You just have to find a statement that gives you a little feeling of relief. Because when you say, it's confusing, it can't get less confusing. But when you say, it's confusing and yet intoxicating and exciting, and I want to understand it, then you be the difference between upstream thoughts and downstream thoughts. So now we'll say, the more downstream thoughts you find, the greater clarity you'll find. The more upstream thoughts you'll find, the less clarity you'll find. It really is as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to lay a little basis of understanding here for you. But the reason we talked to you in the way that we did is you've asked a very wonderful question. In fact, we think it is a question that mass consciousness is wanting to understand. We think it is a budding question that people are really beginning to reach for as more and more people are beginning to understand their personal relationship with this time of awakening. In other words, you've hit upon something very important, and you've articulated it very well in terms of the way mass consciousness would articulate it. In other words, that was a very well thought out question that you offered here. So there's a lot of power in it. And we have heard your question, not just as it was formed by your very good words, but as it represents what so much of your world is reaching for. In other words, oh, have we got an answer for you? A brilliant, precise answer to your question that if you're pointed upstream, you won't hear. You see? So, which just makes it more confusing. You say, nobody gives me the answer. And we say, we're giving you the answer, we're giving you the answer, but to be given an answer that you're not in the vibrational vicinity of just makes it all more confusing. See how it works?
Right.
So now we want to start with something. This will be so easy for you to hear. One time, some years ago, Jerry was driving or riding in the back of a truck. And there was a man driving the truck who announced to them all as they got in, Jerry and his children got into the back of this pickup truck with a tarpaulin over the top. And he said to all of them, the brakes on this truck are not working, even though we're going up this mountain pass. The brakes on the truck are not working, but it is not a problem because I've learned how to manage it with the gears. And Jerry is thinking, well, this is not the smartest thing I've ever done, but since his own children are in the truck, he must know what he's doing, and so off they went. And they're moving along this highway, and Jerry can hear the momentum of the truck picking up as they're going down a downgrade, and he hears the man trying to shift into the gear, and he can hear that he's missing it. The RPMs are far too high, and he cannot get it into gear, and so he is not slowing down, and Jerry can feel his struggle. He can hear the man grinding and grinding and grinding. He can almost feel the panic of the man, and Jerry says to the children, well, this is it, kids, because Jerry knew what was out there, and he knew that the truck was out of control, and so he braced himself, and sure enough, the truck lost control, sort of, but instead of going over the mountain ledge, the man was smart enough to run it into the side of the mountain, and it ran up the mountain and crashed down on top of all of them. And Jerry remembers his hands and knees hitting the pavement with the tarp between them and thinking, well, that wasn't so bad, and then the truck landed on all of them, and Jerry lost consciousness. And so then he proudly announced to us one day, years later, that he now no longer fears death because he has been unconscious and he now knows what death is like. And we said, that is nothing like death. That experience of unconsciousness is the opposite of what the death experience is. Death is super consciousness. And so we're wanting to give that to you because you began your probing with us with a very false premise. You're talking about these subconscious thoughts and you are applying the subconscious or the unconscious thoughts to that which is source. And we want you to understand that source is not unconscious.